Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. So, yes, Charlene and I do go out there fairly frequently, as a matter of fact. Otter Creek Farm is like an oasis in North Alabama, but it's a regional destination. More than that, really. I was talking to Frank, my friend that owns the place. He said he's got people flying in from Europe to go quail and pheasant hunting there right now. I mean, literally, this place is on the map. You've got to check it out. But just because people are flying in from all over the world to go there does not mean you can't go there, all right? It's like normal folks kind of place. And the facilities are amazing. Hundreds of manicured acres. If you like hunting pheasant and quail wing shooting, they've got the guides, the guns, the dogs. They can square you away on all of that. But if you want to do a wedding there, it's a wedding destination. And they got a chef a culinary staff that do amazing things. I've eaten out there many times, and it is good. So, folks, I'm just telling you, Otter Creek Farm, check it out. Their website is OtterCreekFarmstead.com, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Hey, so going back to this Rittenhouse thing, I mean, I couldn't get away from all of the maligning that's going on. It's like, all right, first of all, y'all are idiots. Just stop. Stop being idiots on parade. If you're going to be an idiot, go be an idiot quietly. Because that's what, I mean, so, I mean, we've got these constant strings of people making false allegations, overt statements that literally are designed to do nothing but malign his character. Some of them are doing it even after the verdict. After the verdict, they're doubling down and they're saying things that were proven to be false. I mean, like take for instance the fact that the weapon that he had with him, the AR-15 that he had with him, it turns out it was not a violation of the law. Not a violation of the law to have that AR-15 with him. And yet people are still claiming that he was in illegal possession of a firearm. He was not. So, you know, I said earlier in the show, State Representative, right here in Alabama, State Representative Wanda Lynn Gavan, and she's sort of a squad wannabe, but State Representative Wanda Lynn Gavan, one of the most liberal members and outspokenly liberal members of the Alabama State House, she's a Democrat from Birmingham, she literally got on Twitter on the day of the verdict, and her tweet was, "It's a sad damn day in America that a jury of 12 would say that it's perfectly okay that Kyle Rittenhouse, a white punk boy, can kill two innocent people and paralyze one. White supremacy is America." That's her quote. First of all, two innocent people? No. The jury saw otherwise. They saw self-defense. They saw two people with criminal records who were in the middle of a riot trying to burn down Kenosha, who were attacking Kyle Rittenhouse, threatening him with his life. One of the three people that he shot pulled a gun on him and put it in his face. And then she goes on to say, killed two innocent people and paralyzed one? Who did he paralyze? Nobody's paralyzed. Of the three people he shot, the only guy who's still alive testified in trial. And then white supremacy is America. That's classic. Well, let me tell you some of the other things that are being said around the nation, because that is pretty much in line with the things that we're seeing. I told you about then Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden, who's now president, who did a campaign video during his campaign, and he was basically going after Trump, saying that President Trump never renounced racism, which, I mean, I don't know how many times President Trump had to renounce racism for it to be picked up by somebody on the left. He's renounced racism. He never liked racism. He's not racist. Anyway, so Joe Biden had a presidential campaign video that depicted issues like in Charlottesville and all that with white supremacists, and then had a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse with it. And basically threw Kyle Rittenhouse into a campaign video with white racists. And then you got, you know, like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from New York, a congressman who says, lock up Kyle Rittenhouse and throw away the key. Apparently he didn't think a fair trial was worthy. What about, here's another one. Let me find, I got a list. Here's a list. Oh, here's the list of all the lies. Lies. Representative Ilhan Omar, she went out and claimed that Rittenhouse executed two people. Well, no. Executed is an entirely different connotation from self-defense. How about Representative Ayanna Pressley, another very liberal member of the Congress? I think she's the bald one. Tweeted that Rittenhouse is a white supremacist domestic terrorist. That was her tweet. A white supremacist domestic terrorist. Or how about The Intercept, which is a liberal periodical? The Intercept referred to him as one of several apparent white supremacist defendants in an article exploring the explosive rise of organized white supremacist extremism. So, how about PolitiFact? PolitiFact, which is supposed to be a fact-checking organization, reported that it was illegal for Rittenhouse as a 17-year-old to carry the Smith & Wesson AR-15 that he used in the shootings. It was not illegal. That charge was even dismissed in court because it was not illegal. How about Joy Behar on The View? Joy Behar claimed that Rittenhouse illegally crossed state lines from Illinois to Washington, or excuse me, to Wisconsin with a firearm. No, he did not. Rittenhouse's friend testified that he had the weapon at his house in Kenosha and that Kyle Rittenhouse picked it up there. How about the lies about his mother carried him across state lines to go on the hunt? No, he rode down to Kenosha with friends and his girlfriend. How about Representative Jamal Bowman, who is a Republican apparently from New York? Really? Alleged that the Kenosha killings by Kyle Rittenhouse were part of a plot to spark a race war. People, understand something. When you have a platform, you have to respect the fact you have a platform. It's like me having this radio show. I am not going to get on here and try to inflame a riot. I'm not going to get on here and make calls for violence. I'm not going to get on here and abuse the privilege of having a position that gives me a chance to speak in the public view. That is absolutely wrong. I'm reading you their quotes right now. But the fact that they made those quotes to me are unconscionable. How can they possibly sleep at night knowing that they talk about people this way? A 17-year-old kid who has no ability to answer them, and they're out there saying these things for no other purpose than either A, they are ignorant, or B, they are attempting to malign him purposely to fit their political needs. I mean, the list I've got right here goes on and on and on. Billionaire hedge fund titan, and I got a Trump critic named Bill Ackman. He went on Twitter and voiced his disgust with the media's portrayal of the case. And he said that after watching hours of testimony, he concluded the teen is in fact telling the truth and he acted in self-defense. Okay, how about that? A guy who actually decided he needed to flip his story because he went and watched the facts. That's incredible. He went on to say, I encourage you to watch the trial or at a minimum his testimony and cross-examination before you form a view of his guilt or innocence. But a lot of folks didn't. A lot of folks, like I just quoted to you a minute ago, just went out there, threw their story on it. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, says Rittenhouse's release was proof of white supremacy baked deep into our carceral systems. Whatever. I think she looks around for the fancy words to make her sound like she's really doing something. And then MSNBC opinion columnist Mehdi Hassan said, imagine if Kyle Rittenhouse was a Muslim. What? Why are we dealing in hypotheticals? Imagine if he was a Muslim. Well, imagine if he was a Martian. I mean, why do we care? The fact is, if he was a black Muslim and was defending himself, wouldn't that matter? Well, that's where we are right now. It doesn't fit their narrative. How about Representative Cori Bush? Oh, my gosh. By the way, Cori Bush, go look her up. All she's done in life is be a social activist. And now she's in Congress. Well, she's now an activist in Congress. Her response was, the white supremacist murderer is just a kid, but the victims who were standing up for black lives are rioters, looters, and arsonists. Okay. That's interesting. She went down the line to talk about I lost my train here on this big old article. This is like an 8-page article that I pulled off of Daily Mail. That's where I'm getting all this. Daily Mail had this huge compilation of quotes that they have been combing through. Oh, Don Lemon, or as Tucker Carlson calls him, Don Lemon. Don Lemon on CNN agreed that Americans are not supposed to be taking justice into their own hands. Thank you, Don Lemon. It's nice. I understand that. But Don Lemon has been maligning this kid all along. Folks, here's the deal. Here's what I'm saying. If you're in a position of authority, if you're in a position of having a platform, if you're in a position of being a public figure, if you're in a position of celebrity. I specifically remember doing this Bible study, and it had a line in it. The Bible study, many of y'all have done, it's called Experiencing God. And I was doing this Bible study called Experiencing God, and in the midst of it, there was one line about King David. We were studying King David, and it talked about the fact that there is at times a different level of responsibility when you're in a position of authority. And it said, as goes the king, so goes the country. And I agree with that. Do not abuse the position that you are in. Do not take advantage of the opportunity to have a platform like this platform or any other that speaks into the general public. And that's what so many people are doing to Kyle Rittenhouse right now. And it's got to stop. That narrative has got to stop. Face the facts. And if you don't like the facts, deal with it. But don't create the facts to fit your narrative. All right, folks, we're moving into a short break right now. When we come back from that, I want to start talking about a different subject. So that was number two on the Triple Dipper. Defamation is still wrong. Defamation is still wrong. That was number two on the Triple Dipper. Number three, though, grassroots. Grassroots has taken root. Top of the hour, I got somebody calling in, Allison Sinclair, a new group called Local Alabama, starting to get out there and get it done in a grassroots effort. I'm going to tell you about some others that have done the same here in Alabama and try to encourage you to recognize that, yes, 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 we can make a difference. Don't think you can't. You can make a difference. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, let me tell you about my friends at eTaxBreaks.com. And yes, they are my friends. I do know them personally. They got 23 years of experience, 23 years of experience at finding people money. Wow, what a cool job. I like to say what a cool job that would be, just to be able to call everybody up and say, hey, got you some money. And they do that. And what they do is they assess your business. They look at how you run things, like where did you place your business geographically? Did you keep your business open during the pandemic and retain your employees? Who did you hire? Did you hire a veteran or hire a felon? Because different people, different categories qualify for different incentives or tax credits or whatever. All I'm saying is the way you run your business may seem like common sense to you. To other people, it's worthy of giving you a grant or a tax credit or a tax incentive. I've seen them wipe out companies' whole tax liabilities, even get refunds from previous years. So listen, there's no harm, no foul for checking it out because they only get paid if they find you money. And in July alone of this year, they found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. 1 month! So folks, I'm just telling you, check it out. eTaxBreaks.com. They got a special website just for our Right Side listeners. eTaxBreaks.com/right side. eTaxBreaks.com/right side. All right, so listen, I was surfing through to check on some things during the break, and there is a little bit of an update on this this situation in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and it's pretty awful. So there was you know, the possibility that the guy, I don't know, maybe he was still, but there was talk about why was he just like tearing through this parade? What was the deal? And the guy's a career criminal, apparently. I've told you that. Darryl Brooks Jr., though, has now been charged with 5 counts of intentional homicide because the police are alleging that he intentionally drove his car into the crowd. And by the way, not only killed 5, he injured at least more than 40. So we're looking at more than 40 people with injuries. Now, let me just tell you, too, for those who had to stand there and watch people's, you know, bodies being slung, I mean, literally witnesses were saying bodies were flying into the air. Limbs were broken, pieces of people were coming off, and it was apparently a very tragic event. And so there's going to be more than just the physical injuries. There's going to be people also dealing with what they witnessed and the assistance they provided to people on the street. The police, though, have now also identified the 5 victims. It's pretty sad. Virginia Sorensen was 79 years old. Leanna Owens was 71 years old. Tamara Durand was 52, James Coolidge was 52, and Wilhelm Hospel was 82. Those 5 people have been identified as the 5 victims who were killed when this guy, Brooks, drove his car madly through a crowd of people who were there to celebrate a Christmas parade. And that's just amazing to me. I'll keep you updated. If things change on that as we go along, I will let you know. But let me do this. I want to switch gears. Third on the triple dipper for the day, I said, was the fact that the grassroots is taking root. There are things happening right now out there. There are folks like you, a bunch of right-side ruffians, people who are paying attention, who are watching the world around them and going, you know what? No, I'm tired of this. Not on my watch. I'm not letting this happen. And I love that. I mean, that's what happened. I've told you more than once about the folks down in Mountain Brook who found out that critical race theory precepts were being taught in their education system in terms of teacher training. And like hundreds of parents got together and went down to that school board, and they got it pulled. They did. They made changes. Or what about, you know, in Virginia, parents, it's largely said that parents being fed up with a narrative about their children's education is what caused the swing in the election in Virginia that ousted Democrats in the legislature, all of the statewide offices, to include the governor. I mean, it's amazing. Well, listen, even right now, I'm looking at this article from the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation dated just, I guess we're right out a month ago now, actually. It says that the Biden Department of Justice does not even recognize yet that targeting parents is sure to end badly. And see, that's just it. So far, I don't think liberals have really caught on that trying to malign people and belittle them for caring about their community is really not a good narrative to run with. It's right up there with, it's right up there with defund the police, you know? It's right up there with all the other liberal precepts. When you start attacking moms for daring to care about their kids, you start telling parents they don't have a say. When you tell people their opinions don't matter, well, it creates a bit of a, some will turn around and walk away. Others will dig in their heels, though, and start pushing back. And that's what we're seeing right now. This article from Heritage Foundation goes on to say, you know, the move to suppress the First Amendment rights that came from the National School Board Association has not worked out very well for them. And that over the last year, parents have more and more been attending school board meetings. And if anything, it goes on to confirm what I just said. It says in this article that parents who sometimes fear vindictive reprisals, that they're the ones who came out in Loudoun County, Virginia, and basically made a change. I'm watching it right now over in Etowah County. There's this massive movement against an attempt by the city council to put a chicken parts rendering plant right next to schools and neighborhoods and churches and the airport. And the community has come alive like I have never, ever seen. Well, folks, when we get back, we're going to have a lady named Allison Sinclair coming on, because she has just gotten pretty active. And a new group called Local Alabama is helping people organize their grassroots efforts to take things back and to regain the narrative for conservatives. I look forward to hearing what she has to say. We'll be right back after this news break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and yep, just plain right.